Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Joseph Leahy. A bill advanced by Iowa House lawmakers on Tuesday aims to expand the use of artificial intelligence in healthcare. The measure would create a licensing system for providers of autonomous AI medical devices and services. The bill defines fully autonomous AI as artificial intelligence that's authorized to diagnose, treat, or prescribe without the need of human supervision or intervention. Dennis Tibben is a lobbyist with the Iowa Independent Physician Group, which opposes the proposal. He says professional licensing boards already have regulations that evolve with the field of medicine, and he says he's concerned about the lack of physician oversight.
We believe strongly in the importance of ensuring that there is an individual human that has a training in a healthcare that is serving as a safety check, especially as these models are brand new and are moving into this space.
The bill was based on a model legislation from the conservative Cicero Institute. A lobbyist from the group was the only speaker in support of the bill. He says autonomous AI can help close healthcare gaps in underserved areas. The mayor of Palo, outside of Cedar Rapids, says he sees Google's plans for a new data center in the area as an opportunity for his city. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports from a town hall held last night.
Mayor Brian Bush says Google has been upfront in discussions with the city so far, and he wants Palo to be a good partner. It comes after Google announced it wanted to build a data center on land annexed into the city rather than building it in unincorporated Linn County. Palo resident Ann Brown says Google stands to gain from building in the city since the county has an ordinance regulating data center development and the city currently does not.
There is absolutely no way that this big successful company did that unless they thought or knew they would get a better deal with Palo than they did with Linn County. There's no reason.
Mayor Bush says the city will lean on much of the work Linn County did in drafting an ordinance of its own that will protect the Palo community. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee, chaired by Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley, is continuing its hearings on former special counsel Jack Smith's shuttered investigations into President Trump. Ranking member Dick Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois, said Tuesday that Smith has been willing to testify under oath about Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election and retain classified documents as a private citizen.
What has happened in the last 6 months? No action by the Republican leadership of this committee to bring the sole major witness of this event before the committee under oath to ask specific questions. Why?
Durbin called the hearings a sham and called on Republicans to release Volume 2 of Special Counsel Smith's report, which covers Trump's removal of classified documents and his refusal to return them from his residence in Florida. The investigations were dropped after Trump won a second term. Smith has claimed that his cases were strong and a jury would have convicted the president. The clock is ticking for Illinois state lawmakers to pass a deal aimed at keeping the Chicago Bears in Illinois, which the governor said Tuesday he wants to see on his desk sooner rather than later. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has more.
Democrats in Springfield are pushing a bill that would allow the Bears to negotiate payments in lieu of paying property taxes to build a new stadium in Arlington Heights. Governor J.B. Pritzker says it's a good plan that his office has done a lot of work on.
So it really now is in the hands of the House of Representatives and then the Senate to get something done in a timely fashion.
This is the last week the House and Senate chambers are in at the same time before returning in mid-April. Arlington Heights Mayor Jim Tenaglia says he's hoping lawmakers will make, quote, forward progress this week. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
This is WVIK News.